Day 234, the victor's victory. The reality that the church has failed to point out is that those of us waiting on our victorious time are just as much a victor as the person who has received a miracle from God. As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 35. Have you ever been so desperate for something that you feel like you might burst waiting on that thing to happen? Believe me, I know that place all too well. I'm just not too sure that's a place where God resides. Let me explain. The Bible is clear that God wants us to be desperate for Him. I just don't see it all that clearly in the Word that God wants that desperation for Him to always look like something He has done for us. That's not how real, loving relationships work in the human realm. I just don't think it's the way it works with a relationship with God as well. How can I say such a thing with confidence? Let's consider a real-life example. What if you are married to a woman who is an amazing cook? Night after night, you come home to find a meal that is way beyond anything you could ever dream of. Now, here's the hard question you have to consider. Are you in love with your wife or with her cooking? Here's where the question really gets put to the test. Let's further speculate that you have had a really hard day at work. What if the day has been so hard that you haven't had a single moment to eat breakfast or lunch? Don't you know you are going to be starving by the end of the day? Maybe the only thing holding you together is the knowledge that you will have an amazing meal prepared by your loving wife when you get home. Are you desperate for the meal or for your wife who is cooking that meal? If you let honesty win out, the meal is what you want, isn't it? How do you think your wife would feel if she was, night after night, only sought after for that amazing meal she cooks? Do you think she would be growing in her trust of love you are offering or shrinking back from it? That's the exact thing we do with God as we find ourselves constantly desperate for His goodies rather than desperate for relationship with Him. Today's Bible reading is a really simple one. You shall not covet. Exodus 20:15, New International Version. The verse goes on to list things we are not to covet, things like our neighbor's stuff, etc. But isn't that what we do when we are desperate for God's goodies in our life? Aren't we really coveting for the things of God rather than being desperate for God Himself? I know that hits a little too close for home for me. How about you? Look, it's not wrong to ask, even plead with God for the necessities of life. I have found that victim thinking is ready and waiting for me when I think I know best how God is supposed to meet my every need in life. It is when God's idea of what is best for us at any given moment fails to align with our view of what is good for us that doubt comes creeping in. That doubt might be focused on who we are. It might also be doubts as to who this God is in our lives that result. All I know is that those kinds of doubts are what ushers in the possibility for victim thinking. As you go about your day today, how about taking a look at where you are on the covet spectrum? How much of what you are asking God to be a part of today is really about relationship with Him? The more honest you are with that question, the more likely you are able to let God into your day in ways that I guarantee will change your world. God loves it when you think of Him more than you think of what He might be able to do for you. Even when your thought of Him is as honest as, I really need you to do this thing for me today. I want you more than I need your miracles. I just don't know how to make that happen. God can't help but to be a part of open dialogue like that. I can't swear that He will give you what you want, but I do know He will be with you in ways that will make whatever happens today something to behold. If you find yourself waiting for something really important in your life today, remember, whether you get that thing or not isn't about who you are. You are God's child. Your best intentions are His number one goal. Let God be the one who determines what is best for you as you wait on Him. As you wait, don't give in to the temptation to think less about who God is or who you are in His eyes. Your status as His child assures your position as victor, even when victory remains just out of your grasp.